twin Noelle Terhorst was born in the early morning hours on March 12, 2012.
I had 28 hours of labor, so...
Allison Terhorst is Quinn's mother.
She was very laid back and happy, and she was our first child, and she was, you know, the joy of our lives.
But in July, just barely 4 months old, the joy turned into sorrow.
We were going to lay her down to go to bed, and she was kind of fussy, and she normally wasn't very fussy, and she just suddenly stopped crying and went limp.
They performed CPR and took Quinn by ambulance to the hospital. When they arrived, Allison was told to say goodbye.
It was, you know, 45 minutes after we tried to put her down for bed. So it all kind of happened very quickly. Talk about a shock. It was, it was very hard.
Quinn died on July 21st, 2012. The autopsy showed healthy organs. Her cause of death, sudden infant death syndrome.
But it wasn't, you know, the type that you would normally think of because she was in our arms at the time.
Allison Terhorst teaches advanced placement psychology at Sioux Falls Washington High School. Because of her training, she says she has self-awareness of the five stages of grief. She says it helps her keep her grief in perspective. Or, she says, her personality and faith get her through each day, along with a strong support system.
I am convinced that people pray me out of bed each morning. We have a really strong support group, and they've just, you know, been there for us through it all. And not to say that I haven't had moments where I'm angry about it or I question God, but I don't know how I would do it without our faith.
Last September, Allison started a blog about her grieving process. She says she did it for her out-of-town family and friends, so she didn't have to repeat her story. She describes her grief as teetering through depression.
I've just mostly been heartbroken through the whole thing. Just, I can't be angry at anyone, and I can't, can't fix it. So I've mostly just been in, you know, a little bit in that depressed, just heartbroken state.
There's nothing Allison would like more than to stay in bed and cry on what would have been Quinn's first birthday.
You know, my biggest thing is that I had all these hopes and dreams for my daughter. Of how she'd touch other people's lives. And in an instant, those dreams were gone, and I feel like if I stay in bed and feel sorry for myself on her birthday, then everything that she was to me stays in bed, too.
Allison heard of people celebrating birthdays by doing random acts of kindness for others. She is encouraging family and friends and students at Washington High School to reach out to others on Quinn's birthday and touch lives the way Quinn touched hers. Allison put the idea on her blog, and within a week, it has received 25,000 views. She even wrote an article in the high school newspaper. Students are taking pledges as a way to hold themselves accountable.
People have pledged to pay for other students who can't afford lunch, their lunch, and they're making out gift packets with little things on it. I've heard little tags on it. I've heard a couple teachers this week went out to eat and left big tips, and then they wrote notes to the waitress about why they were blessed. Actually, my insurance guy from Horace Mann is coming in and serving the entire staff pancakes for Quinn's birthday.
For Allison and her husband, Tim, they are planning to help other families in need and leaving a few things up to randomness.
Leave quarters at car washes and pay for someone's groceries and those types of things, but we also want to bless families too.
Allison doesn't really want the acts of kindness directed toward her, but she knows people will. She also hopes this catches on and others take this idea to remember what she calls hard anniversaries or birthdays.
We receive random acts of kindness all the time. You know, it'd be something that would be very special. And so I would love for people to join us. I would love for people all over that I don't even know to be blessed by my daughter. And because she lived and because she was born on March 12th.
Allison and Tim Terhorst have declared March 12th as Celebrating Coincidence Day, a day where kindness is not a coincidence. It is their family's way of turning tragedy into celebration and one mother's way for a reason to get out of bed in the morning. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Kara Hetland in Sioux Falls.